Kate Gaber is sitting in a yellow school bus with 30 other people just like her.
Right, yes. They
lifelong Fishtown residents who've spent their whole lives going to St. Laurentius.
This is heartbreaking because of the community. It's not just a church, it's a community and friends and, you know, families that grew up together and everything, and that we don't have that anymore.
Gaber and the whole bus crew are wearing white T-shirts with Save St. Laurentius written in bold red letters. The bus is on its way to a public hearing over the future of the church. For as long as she can remember, the church has been a symbol of her identity, a marker of her place in Philadelphia.
To give anybody directions to go anywhere, oh, well, you'll come upon this church and it has these big green, steeples, and you'll know that you're close to where you're going to go.
But ever since the Archdiocese of Philadelphia combined St. Laurentius with Holy Name, an Irish church just down the street, the question has been asked, what to do with the empty church from the 1880s? An engineering firm presented the Archdiocese with basically two options: invest millions into the church to preserve it, or demolish it and sell the land. Church officials have been pursuing the second option. Archdiocese spokesman Ken Gavin says the parish is cash-strapped.
And since the parish is responsible for its finances, it has to take a fiscally prudent approach so that there is a Catholic church present in Fishtown.
From a purely financial perspective, it makes sense. The reports say there are long vertical cracks in the facade, one of the towers is leaning 6 inches off center, and there's damage from water infiltration. Just maintaining the building, the Archdiocese says, cost $40,000 a year. It's now surrounded by scaffolding. But supporters of saving it see more than a cost-benefit analysis.
I am Aaron Wunsch, and I teach architectural history in Penn's graduate program in historic preservation.
Wunsch says the church is in the Gothic Revival style. The soaring copper spires, green from decades in the elements, is signature of the late 19th century. But the House of Worship also represents something about the community.
This is a building which is central to the history of the Polish community in the city of Philadelphia. This building was really built as a kind of a showpiece or a bulwark, announcing that they had come, and not only come, but done well enough to build something like this.
Aside from the beauty of the church itself, they always had a beautiful choir, a phenomenal organist.
Kathy Plunka is another longtime resident. Her memories of Fishtown over the years are deeply connected to the area's Polish roots.
The funeral home, Oshekis, was right there. That was Polish. Bill's Deli, him and his wife were both from Poland. The accent was there, very thick.
She says you can hear gentrification in Fishtown by noticing how the sounds on the street have changed.
A lot of the voices, the strong voices, you know, your factory workers, your union workers, that are older and they've either gone into retirement homes or moved away, passed away. The neighborhood's a lot of professionals, so when they speak, it's more quiet. It's not as boisterous.
Kate Gaber has another name for the newcomers.
We call them our dog walkers. A lot of them have dogs. They don't have kids, right?
But one afternoon, when she was selling St. Laurentius shirts outside of the shuttered church, some of the dog walkers stopped by.
They stopped and they bought the shirts. And they said to us, anything to support, because it's a beautiful place. And if they ripped it down, what are they going to build there?
And this leads to something that's striking about the movement to stop the demolition. The people behind the church's social media activism, the people leading the community meetings, and the spokespeople talking to the press are not residents with old Polish roots. They're newcomers to the neighborhood, young professionals. Take William Ellerby. He and his wife recently purchased a home near the church. He wasn't walking a dog, but he was pushing a stroller.
You've got this immigrant community, and they built this beautiful church. The effort and the money that went into that, you know, is such a testament to what that community was and what it thought of itself. And it still is such a beautiful building. You know, you can't rebuild 133-year-old buildings.
Retired Temple University anthropologist Judith Good, who studies how the city's immigrant neighborhoods have changed, says it's not surprising that the newcomers are joining the fight.
I had someone say to me once, I walk out in the neighborhood and I hear so many languages, it makes my adrenaline flow. And so that's what they're trying to consume. They're trying to consume this valuable essence of diversity. You've got two allies who are involved in this process, and they have mutual interests, but not identical interests.
When the bus full of church supporters from Fishtown arrived to City Hall and pushed their way into the tiny room where the committee of the Historical Commission was meeting, passions flared on both sides with jeers, cheers, and interruptions. In the end, the committee recommended that St. Laurentius be protected from demolition.
1600 to 06 and 1608 to 10 be designated historic.
In July, the full historical commission will have the final say about whether to save or demolish the church. But as Professor Good notes, activists in this neighborhood have a poor track record over the decades of trying to save old churches.
This has been happening in North Philadelphia. This is like one of the last. And there have been uprisings. So there have been demonstrations to no avail.
Old residents and new ones, though, are hopeful that they can beat the odds. They say they've raised $500,000 in pledges they can use to start fixing up the church, if they prevail. But even if they win, the questions then are, is there a functional use for the building? And will the Archdiocese give it up? For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.